Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello. Happy Saturday, gang. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And we start with Everton, who are still, of course, without a manager after sacking Rafa Benitez last week. A lot of Evertonians were hoping their former striker and current Derby manager, Wayne Rooney, would be appointed as the manager. But yesterday, he put an end to the speculation and confirmed he would be staying at Derby.
Everton approached me agent and asked me to do an interview for the vacant job, which I turned down. I think, as I've said, I believe that I will be a Premier League manager. I believe I'm ready for that 100%. And if that is with Everton one day in the future, that would be absolutely great. But I've got a job here. I'm doing at Derby County, which is an important job to me. And that means me getting the team ready for Sunday.
Out of the other big names being linked to the Everton job is the former Chelsea manager, Frank Lampard. Yesterday on TalkSport Breakfast, Trevor Sinclair joined Alan Brazil and Ray Parlour and argued Lamps would be a good appointment.
TalkSport breaking news.
Yes, there is breaking news this evening on TalkSport. Our transfer guru, Alex Crook, is here.
Good evening. Once again, it's the news that Everton fans have been waiting for. We knew that today they were carrying out their final interviews with the three managerial candidates, the three candidates to replace Rafa Benitez as the Everton manager. They were, of course, Frank Lampard, the former Chelsea manager, Vitor Pereira, who led Porto to the Portuguese Championship, and the caretaker manager, Duncan Ferguson. TalkSport understands this evening Frank Lampard now the front runner for that vacancy at Goodison Park.
I think when you're talking about Frank, you know, obviously I played with Frank when he came through. He's a class act. What he's achieved in the game, I think he earns respect as soon as he walks in the door. I think the fans will accept him and welcome him to Goodison Park. And I think when you've got an academy like Finch Farm, which Everton have, and the players that have come through them, just Rooney for one. You've got to utilise that, and I think that's the bread and butter of any proper club. And if they start utilising players that come through at Finch Farm, and you know, Anthony Gordon came on against Villa, I was doing the commentary, he was the best player on the pitch, never mind best player
energy,
on the Everton.
Energy.
Quality as well, Lowell. You know, he's brave, he understands the DNA and the culture at the football club, and he came on, he really tried to change that game. Unfortunately, they couldn't get back into the game, but I think if Frank goes in there, it will be a breath of fresh air and he will turn it around. He's not going there to make the numbers up.
Now, of course, there's no Premier League football this weekend, but game day still returns, of course it does, with some top EFL action. TalkSport 2 will have live and exclusive commentary of Fulham against Blackpool. That one's at 3 p.m. Fulham, of course, are 5 points clear at the top of the table and have scored 22 goals in their last four championship matches. Ooh! We can hear from the Fulham manager, Marco Silva, speaking ahead of the match.
We go for every game, expecting to win, knowing that we must work at least the same than the our opponents to win the matches. This is the only thing that is in our mind. Our players, they know the demanding from ourselves before everything is really high. Myself, from me, from my staff, and from our players as well. And you go for the match knowing that it's really difficult. And the main thing for us are the 3 points. If you score or not good number, of course, will be a consequence from our performance. But the main thing is for us is to win football matches. And respect, show big respect for our opponents, because even if some moments has looked easy for some people, we know how much we have to work to achieve this type of results, and we have to keep the really humble in this competition, keep the feet on the ground, really, because nothing is easy in football, and we have to keep working really hard.
Now, in the world of boxing, it looks like the WBC heavyweight champion Tyson Fury will not be getting a unification fight against Alexander Usyk after the negotiations to get Anthony Joshua to step aside fell through. Yesterday, Tyson's father, or dad, John Fury, joined Jim White and Simon Jordan on TalkSport, and he blamed AJ's promoter Eddie Hearn for the collapse in talks.
TalkSport, sports update.
Good evening, I'm Jake Robson. Tyson Fury is set to fight Dillian White in an all-British heavyweight world title clash. Fury's promoter Frank Warren has won a £31 million purse bid. A date and a venue for the WBC bout will be announced, they say, in due course.
Action speaks louder than words. Money buys houses. And that's what we do is fact. And I said to Tyson, let all his men babble on, do what they can do. And at the end of the day, you do what you want to do. But I can't believe Eddie Hearn has blown AJ $100 million. That's what's happened. Their business advisor, whether it's him or somebody else, wants absolutely sacking, because that deal's on the table, $15 million step-aside money, for 5 weeks. 5 weeks. And he was being greedy. So Tyson said, you know what? Get on, I'll fight you all. He told all his boys, who was trying to put all his major deals together, forget what you're doing, lads. I'll fight him. I don't want to give him anything for free. I can beat him, so I want to fight him. So let AJ fight Usyk in his return, and White next for Tyson.
Now, tonight at 8 p.m. on TalkSport, you can hear Up Front with Charlie Austin as the QPR striker reflects on his career so far. He's been in conversation with TalkSport's Sam Matterface and revealed how close he was to joining Newcastle in 2015 after a prolific season in front of goal.
I was touted with a lot of obviously clubs because I'd done so well. I generally thought I was going to go to Newcastle.
And following the footsteps of Alan Shearer, who was your idol?
Yeah, of course, I thought it'd be perfect. I'm going to go there as my number nine. My agent's spoken to them, and it would just kind of be, can we get something done? Can we? Can't we? This is the price. QPR were being fair. I just come off scoring 18 Premier League goals. Don't forget, Sam. Do you know what I mean? So they were trying to get the best deal for them. And David told me about Newcastle. I was like, that's going to be it. Shearer's my hero. I'm going to wear number nine. I spoke to him in that summer.
Well, Alan, you spoke to Alan?
Yeah.
What did you say to him?
Do you know on the box when they put like the Premier League goals and that, there was one on about him. So I tweeted it about it. Then he said to me, will you come and replicate this in the Newcastle Knights shirt? But I was I've just generally thought it was. But it never happened. It was as simple as that.
Now, it's been an underwhelming transfer window for Newcastle so far, despite signing Kieran Trippier and Chris Wood. Some fans have been disappointed not to see more players come through the door. Yesterday, TalkSport's Ian Abraham spoke to Newcastle boss Eddie Howe during his side's warm weather training camp in Saudi Arabia.
You have got a bit of a tan. You've obviously enjoyed yourself a little bit in Saudi Arabia.
I think this is the lighting that Lee's kindly put on just to try and give me that glow. But I've been under a cap and back to 50 most of the week.
I know you don't want to talk specifically about players. I'm not going to ask you specifically about players. But stories over here this morning are you're very close to signing Bruno Guimarães, and you say you're hoping for some good news soon. If it happens, would that be the first really big marquee signing under the new ownership, under your stewardship as manager? Do you think that's the equivalent of Robinho when Man City took over?
It was just a great attempt to get me to talk about individual players. I've got to say, it's one of the best I've heard, but I'm going to straight bat it away. Come back to me in a couple of days, maybe, and we can talk at length about any individual players that we sign. But at this moment in time, until it's done, can't talk about any individual.
Okay, but with good news possibly coming, it has seemed from afar, it's been a very frustrating 3 weeks. So it'd be good to end the month with some good news.
I would say it's been a frustrating 3 weeks in the sense we have signed two very good players and two players that I think made a real difference in our last game against Leeds. And I don't think that should be underestimated. So Kieran and Chris, I think, have made a huge impact to the team, to the group. So I'm really, really pleased with their first taste of football here. But I think we would like a little bit more. So you're always greedy. You're always trying to improve the squad as best you can. So fingers crossed we can do that in the late time we have available.
And we finished the podcast with a bit of fun. Darren Bent, of course, alongside me on Andy Goldstein's Drive yesterday. And Dan the Man joined us in the studio for our quick fire five on Drive. Safe to say that Darren Bent needs to work on his eight times table.
Quick fire five on Drive at 4:45.
Who wrote these? You, oh, hold on. You wrote these.
I wrote them today. Okay.
Yesterday was appalling.
Yesterday was unbelievably embarrassing.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, you weren't in yesterday, were you?
No, just quickly now, give me five mythical creatures, go.
Phoenix. Dragon.
What's a phoenix?
Ryan, I can see him. Your
Loch Ness.
Lips moving, bro.
Loch Ness.
Stop talking. It's right telling him.
Yeah, stop talking in his ear. See, it's not easy. We hope these are better.
A pterodactyl.
Right, a pterodactyl is not mythical, is it?
No, it's just a dinosaur.
Have you seen a dinosaur before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
In Naturalism Museum.
Yeah.
Right, for that language. The way it works is you're going to give me and Benny two subjects. We've got, pardon?
Fairies.
Ferrets?
Fairies.
No, ferrets are real.
Yeah.
You're going to give me and Benny two subjects each. We've got to come up with five thingies
yep.
in 30 seconds. Benny, do you want to go first?
Yeah, you went first.
What's the score at the moment? No, you always go first.
No, I'm 2-0 up. It's over.
Oh, that's a surprise. but Friday's always double bubble, isn't it, Dan?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows that. Okay, you want to go first?
Go on,
okay,
you want to go first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Benny.
Yo.
Can you name five numbers in the eight times table?
What? What do you mean by... What's it like?
Look at him. Is it like
16?
Yep.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh.
Oh. 24?
Yep.
Benny, you should be...
800?
What? Yep. What word?
800?
Yep.
Yeah. 808? 816? Bang!
There you go.
There you go.
That's five.
What on earth went on there? That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care. Reminder, game day returns today and TalkSport will have live around the grounds coverage from 1 p.m. Adrian Durham presents from Bolton against Sunderland with all the goals as they go in from the EFL, including Barnsley against Bournemouth and Millwall against West Brom. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar on TalkSport on Monday night at 11 o'clock, not 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. That's because between 10 and 11, Jim White will be in the studio because that's when the transfer window shut. So me and Funboy will be back from 11 p.m. on Monday night, so make sure you join me for that. And then, of course, from Tuesday to Friday, back on Drive Time at 4 o'clock. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcast at first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Till then, thanks for listening. Have a great day in a bubble. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.